Well, first of all, I'm glad to be back in the UP. It's been too long, and with COVID, you know, like everyone, I did do a lot of the things I wanted to do over the last year, but it's really good to be here. We've been getting into small businesses across Upper Michigan. We think it's important that as we get this economic jumpstart going, you know, people know what we're doing. We plan to invest $1 billion to jumpstart the Michigan economy, investing in businesses and workers and organizations across our state. And this is a chance to highlight that the American Rescue Plan that the Biden administration got done and $176 million in the federal state small business credit initiative gives us so much opportunity to invest in skills to help small businesses that maybe were left out of some of the COVID relief programs that were available, and to really support, you know, the growth of small business. It's the backbone of our economy, and it's the lifeblood of our communities. And that's why getting into businesses from Resolute Forest Products to Verso to Connor Sports, and it will continue today, Lakeshore Systems. We went to Stormy Cromer yesterday. You know, we've got so many great businesses that we're going to be partnering with and that the MEDC has been working with. And so I think we've got a powerful story to tell, and the UP is an incredibly important part of our economic jumpstart.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning, who is on the UP Jobs Tour. A little bit later on today, I know you're going to be doing some walk-arounds with some economic development and placemaking projects in the Houghton area. In Marquette here, we have had the opportunity to utilize a lot of state and federal aid to have some good development projects that have been happening. They're working on that in Houghton and areas of the Copper Country. What is your administration, your office, and hopefully lawmakers being going to be able to do to help with more development in communities such as Houghton and Hancock?
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, the MEDC has worked closely. We've made a lot of investments in the area over the last few years and over many years before that as well, prior to my administration. But this is something that we know is really critical, is the skills gap. We've been focused on this since I took office, working to make sure that every one of us has a real path to a skill that gets us into a good job. For some, it's a 4-year degree. For others, it's a 2-year degree. For others, it's skilled, you know, the skilled trades where you can make a really good living, zero debt, and live in the most beautiful place in the world, which is Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So these are all incredibly important components of us getting people into good paying jobs. We've seen our unemployment rate is lower than the national average. Our GDP growth is highest in the Midwest. But all of that being said, we've got to focus on making sure that people have skills to fill these jobs that are unfilled right now.
Talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer today, shifting gears a little bit, Governor, obviously you mentioned the pandemic and how it has had an impact on things up till now. Now we're looking at issues with the variants that are making their way through the population. What can you tell us about what you are thinking may not happen? Will we see some mandates possibly going back for mask wearing? Will we see other things with restrictions? What do you see?
Well, I think first I want to observe that, a year and a half ago when all of this started, we did not have many tools to keep ourselves safe. We didn't really know that much about the virus at that point in time. We didn't know that masks would be an important way to stay safe, or that we would have a vaccine within 12 months. We now have tools that we didn't have, and so we are not contemplating any broad mandates. It's just we are working hard to make sure people know these vaccines are safe, they are effective, they are free, and they are easy to come by. That masking is really important. This Delta variant is so much easier to get, and it's so much more devastating to the people that do get it who haven't been vaccinated. As you look at hospitalizations across the country, and it's true here in Michigan as well, it is overwhelmingly the unvaccinated who are getting sick, who are having fatal consequences. We know that kids who are under 12 are not eligible to be vaccinated yet, and that's why it's so critical that all the adults around them are vaccinated and that they are masking up until they get that opportunity to get vaccinated. And so we've strongly urged our school districts to follow the CDC guidance. We are really working to get vaccines into making it easier for people to access if they are homebound. And so we've got a program where we are working with local departments of public health who've been on the front line and working so hard to keep people safe. But it's really important that everyone does their part right now. And you know, we got to get the politics out of this. The Project Warp Speed under the Trump administration really contributed greatly to us having these vaccines. The Biden administration is working really hard to make sure people avail themselves of them. And so this really isn't about one side of the aisle or the other. This is a moment where we're all vulnerable to this virus, and we all have an opportunity and a responsibility to do our part.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer with us this morning. And of course, real quick, you are wrapping up with lunch at the governor at the UP State Fair tomorrow. What's the message you are bringing the folks that will be attending?
I think it's of optimism. It's about investment in our people, in our economy. Michigan is the greatest place on the planet. We want to make sure that we remain a place where you can start a business or raise a family and have a high quality of life. And that's unique to our state. It's been a tough year and a half for every single one of us, but now we've got an opportunity thanks to these American Rescue Funds. And when we invest in our people, we all benefit. And that's really what we are focused on, our people and our small businesses.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer joining us during her UP Jobs Tour. We appreciate your time this morning. Good to talk with you, and we will chat again soon.
Thanks, Walt. Good talking with you.